studio after a sports diplomacy and marketing trip in Nigeria. Very impressive, Mr. Mr. Ambassador.
Ambassador. Ambassador Sonny Yeheyas.
Great.
It is good to be back behind our VOA microphone, Yeheyas. And I want to give a few Sunny Side of Sports shout-outs for friends in Nigeria who made my trip so memorable and enjoyable. Toyin Ibitoye and his colleagues at Channels Television Nigeria hosted me on their spicy and entertaining Sports Tonight show. And a big Sunny Side of Sports shout out for Dr. Larry Zamajay, his wife Bridget, and the staffs at our VOA broadcasting partner, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM in Lagos and Abuja, who treated me to warm, wonderful, and very welcoming receptions. Without a doubt, this Nigeria trip was one of the big highlights of my VOA career. In African women's football, here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute to the Super Falcons of Nigeria, who reclaimed the African title over the weekend in Namibia. The VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, reports.
Good evening, Africa. After 15 days of competition, the 2014 African Women's Championship rounded off in Namibia, and the winner is Nigeria. The Super Falcons of Nigeria defeated their Cameroonian counterparts 2-0 to lift the title. It was the seventh title for Nigeria since the championship became a biennial tournament in 1998. Before then, Nigeria also won the competition in 1991 and 1995, meaning that the country has now won the tournament a total of 9 times. Apart from Nigeria, only one other country, Equatorial Guinea, has ever won the championship. Equatorial Guinea won in 2008 when Nigeria finished third, and in 2012 when Nigeria finished fourth. Nigeria's past victories came in 1998, 2000, 2002, 2004, 2006, and 2010. With one goal each, Desire Opananozie and Aziza Toshoala helped Nigeria to regain its title at the Sam Nujoma Stadium in Windhoek, the Namibian capital. Opananozie fired Nigeria ahead with the opening goal from a classic free kick in the 12th minute, and Toshoala completed the tally for Nigeria in the 43rd minute. In the third-place match, Ivory Coast defeated South Africa 1-0. Rebecca Ida scored the only goal of the match, 6 minutes from time. Let's remind our listeners that the African Women's Championship doubles as the African qualifier for the FIFA Women's World Cup. The top three teams from the African Championship qualify for the FIFA tournament. That means Nigeria, Cameroon, and Ivory Coast have all won the tickets to the 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup in Canada. This is particularly a big achievement for Ivory Coast, which has featured in the African Women's Championship only twice. Now to individual awards. The Nigerian duo of Oshoala and Opananozie had their individual efforts rewarded after powering their team to a record-extending seventh title. With 5 goals, Opananozie received the Scorpions Inc. Top Scorer Award for scoring the most goals at the championship. For her part, Oshoala went away with the TN Mobile Best Player Award for the Most Valuable Player. Cameroon goalkeeper Annette Ndom took consolation in the Air Namibia Best Goalkeeper Award, and South Africa's Bayana Bayana claimed the CAF Fair Play Award. A little something for everyone. The next host of the African Women's Championship is Cameroon in 2016. At the end of the 2014 edition on Saturday, Namibia officially passed the mantle to Cameroon as host of the next edition. The symbolic handover of the flag of the Confederation of African Football, CAF, to the host of the next edition of the tournament was among the key moments during the closing ceremony of the 9th African Women's Championship. The previous hosts include Nigeria, 1998, 2002, and 2006, South Africa, 2000, 2004, and 2010, and Equatorial Guinea, 2008, and 2012. Back here in Nigeria, newspapers on Sunday celebrated the Super Falcons' victory. Let's quickly go through a few headlines. Falcons beat Cameroon, win AWC, reports the Punch newspaper. Falcons win 7th AWC title. The leadership reports, AWC, Falcons defeat Cameroon, crowned African champions. This Day newspaper, AWC, Super Falcons clinch record 7th crown, the nation. Nigeria beats Cameroon 2-0 to win AWC, the Guardian. And Namibia 2014, Falcons win 7th AWC crown, the Sun. Turning to athletics, African runners dominated the 2014 Frankfurt Marathon in Germany, with Kenyans winning the top three places in the men's event and an Ethiopian winning the women's race. In the men's event, last year's runner-up Mark Kiptoo won in 2 hours, 6 minutes and 8 seconds. Kiptoo's training partner Mike Keegan was second in 2 hours and 7 minutes, while another Kenyan, Gilbert Yegon, finished third in 2 hours, 7 minutes and 8 seconds. Aberu Kebede of Ethiopia won the women's title in 2 hours, 22 minutes and 22 seconds, by over a minute from Sharon Chirop of Kenya. Another Ethiopian, Ashetu Bekele, was third in 2 hours, 24 minutes and 59 seconds. Defending champion Vincent Kipruto of Kenya finished a disappointing 13th in 2 hours, 12 minutes and 9 seconds, while highly rated Ethiopian Segaye Mekone dropped out after the 30-kilometer mark. After the race, the energetic Andy Edwards spoke with Frankfurt Marathon winner Mark Kiptoo.
I'm talking with a man who's proved that maturity is no disadvantage in the marathon. That is Mark Kiptoo of Kenya, who has won the BMW Frankfurt Marathon 2014 after finishing second a year ago by just 1 second, and at the age of 38 as well. He is triumphant. Mark, congratulations. It's tough because just before you came, we're doing this interview, you kind of limped over. So that was a tough race. You had to come through some pain.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Before the around 30 kilometer, I felt my left calf muscle was a little bit painful. But as per the theme of the race, that this is your day, I told myself that this could be my day. I need to hang around and see whether it will come through.
Well, you certainly hung around with great effect, because we saw you coming up to join Gilbert Yegon and Mike Keegan with, well, under 2 kilometres to go, but you seem to be encouraging them. I wasn't sure whether you were running for a place on the podium or actually to win.
Initially, you know, we normally train with Mike again, and what came to my mind was to tell Keegan that this is possible. You can run 2:05, push the race. But somehow, I don't know whether he was tired or not, I realised the pace was still not that fast, and I had to close the gap and go together with them.
Well, I do know Mike's just told me that he had a stitch over the last 2 kilometres and he just didn't have an answer. But he wasn't making excuses. And he actually said, I'm really glad that you, Mark Kiptoo, was one, because you trained together. That finish in the Festhalle, you know, you were second by just 1 second last year. How did it feel this time round to cross the line as the champion?
I'm grateful to God, because this year, the shape that I was is not the shape that I was last year. I was in good shape last year, but somehow I never managed to win the race. But this year, I'm grateful for winning. You know, winning is also, it is good. It gives you morale. It encourages those whom you train together. So to me today, I'm so happy.
And of course, we should remind people that last year in Frankfurt was your marathon debut. This is only your third marathon. At 38, I'm sure you don't mind me mentioning your age. What do you think your potential is to improve at the marathon in terms of times and in winning other big races?
I feel that I have the capacity to run even, if possible, 2:04. 2:04 is possible for me. I know with good training and with no injury, I still have a long way to go in this marathon.
That's fascinating. I mean, you probably know that the World Masters, the Vets record for men over 40 is 2 hours, 8 minutes, 46. And Haile Gebrselassie, now he's over 40, has been talking about going for that and others. But I mean, you've got a couple of years to go. And if you're thinking you can run 2:04, it's been fascinating to see what you can do in 2 years. Do you think you could crack that World Vets record, 2:08?
Definitely. I'm passionate about it. I know it is possible. I know in 40 years I will be in a position, God willing, if at all I will be in good health and the training goes well, I will be in a position even to run 2.5.
You had a very good track career, also a very good finishing, what, seventh in the world cross country. You run under 27 minutes for 10,000 metres on the track. Do you think, in a way, because you've come to the marathon late, you've had the speed in your legs, but you haven't, shall we say, deadened your legs with a lot of marathon training, I presume, until the last couple of years?
Yeah, as I had mentioned earlier, I'm still learning. You know, it is a learning process. A marathon, to me, is a new concept. But I know with the time and with the advices from my coach and those whom I also train together who have ran better times, I will definitely capture something and deliver in it.
Well, Mark Kiptoo, I think you've certainly given a boost to, shall we say, mature runners who have much less ability than you and are running a lot lower level. But all over the world, I think, hey, older guys and gals can still do it. Mark Kiptoo, winner of the BMW Frankfurt Marathon 2014. Many congratulations. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
And many thanks to you too, Andy. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Thanks, Segun. And it was good to see you again in Lagos during my recent trip to Nigeria. Finally, on a sad note, the Sunny Side of Sports sends condolences to the family and friends of Orlando Pirates goalkeeper Senzo Maiwa, the captain of South Africa's national football team. The 27-year-old Maiwa was shot dead by intruders during a robbery at his girlfriend's home near Johannesburg. South African police have offered a $23,000 reward for information that could lead to the arrest of the killers. South African President Jacob